We take so much for granted, us moderns. No, I don't mean you, of course. Me, maybe. But the truth is, we live in a predictable world. Electricity always on, water in the taps, thermostat at our fingertips. Get our food when we're hungry, get our entertainment at the touch of a button or a mouse. Life's easy for us Americans. Complacency is our middle name. So why is it we whine so much? Are we spoiled brats in the Garden of Eden, always wanting more, never satisfied with what we have? Have we become soft and lazy, sitting at our computers, goofing with our devices? Two-Toed Tom thinks it's something else the night we're parked on his rickety porch waiting for the full moon to rise out across Port Susan, about where Mount Pilchuck has turned the last of its snow golden, as if God herself had poured butterscotch topping on its ice cream peak. You and me, Skeet, we're the last of our kind. Tom had been living up to his nickname while I'd been working on a beer of three. We're outliers. Outlaws, you mean? I asked, not sure what he was driving at. We're outside looking in. We want heat, we cut wood. We want water, it comes from our well. Food's out in the garden, down at the beach. We'd rather build something than buy something. You built a house and I did too. You build boats, I build furniture. What's your point, Tom? I cut in, knowing he could go on past midnight with this. We'd done it many a moon, full or not. I mean, we live in the world. When he didn't elaborate, I said, we all live in the world. But he shook his head. Nah, not the natural world. They live in offices. They live in fluorescent light. They live inside their entertainment center. They think nature is the weeds out by their sidewalk. They've gotten themselves stranded, man, and they don't get what they're missing anymore. They got their social media bullshit, and that's their reality. Talking to people they don't know or can't see or who the hell cares. It's all two-dimensional. It's all disconnected from this. He swept his arm out into some galaxy he was apparently seeing. People have lost touch, that's what I'm saying. They'd rather live in the digital world. Pretty soon they'll have little automatons living with them. Bots, man, doing their bidding. And when the robots decide to take over, people won't even notice. Because they'll be robots too, man. Cut back on the weed, Tom, I said, popping my next beer. We got our own issues. Fortunately, the moon began to show over by Three Finger Jack, just to glow at first, then quicker than you might think, a fat pumpkin of a moon orbiting the globe while we sat lost in our own thoughts on a porch on an island where the world kept spinning, whether we noticed or not. Just like in the movies, I said. Pretty as a postcard, Tom cracked back. Was